Okay, so after numerous snafus and technical disasters, and well, technical disaster for me is probably just a walk in the park for anybody else out there, we're trying to get this new podcast off the ground, and it is as of yet unnamed, and we might even give it a name today. I don't know, but we're just going to let the mics roll. We're going to keep things going here, and I'm going to introduce my co-host first and foremost. It's Mistress Kai. We are thrilled to have you on here, and bear with me while I try to figure out what it is the fuck I'm doing. How you doing?
But that's part of the adventure and the ride.
Yeah,
you know?
Totally.
With Jay.
Yeah, and plus you got to see how inept I was in trying to set this up. I mean, it pretty much requires Connor's ability to get this done. So
look, I'm no better. I have a podcast producer because I can't do any of this. And he's like, click that button. I'm like, what button? He's like, the red button. Click the red button. So I'm the same way.
Cut the red wire. Cut the red wire. So yeah, for those of you that don't know, my name is Jay. I'm a co-owner of Why Not Group. I've been in the business for about 21 years. I know a little about a lot, but not a lot about a little. And along with us is Mistress Kai. She's a kink specialist, a BDSM and kink educator. She's got her own podcast. And am I missing anything critical?
Nothing critical. It's all just naughty stuff.
Okay, good. So yeah, we're in the right place.
Yeah.
And then someone who is probably the most daring person in the world to try and do our first episode with us. She's lovely. She's sweet. She's the Why Not Cam Girl of the Year winner from 2019. She's a cam girl as well as a clips artist and a good friend of Why Not. We love her. So we have Lexi Love with us today, daring it out. How you doing?
Oh, hi. I'm so happy to be here.
Awesome. Now, can we hear all right? This just goes along with all the technical shit that we're trying to iron out. Can you hear me all right? And we can hear you all right?
I can hear you fine. I can hear both of you fine.
Okay. Hopefully, we'll be able to figure this shit out in post-production.
She's a trooper for hanging in there with us.
Yeah, absolutely.
I was excited for the challenge.
Yeah, it's taken us about a half an hour just to get this far. And I think what we're going to be doing is trying to figure out a name for this podcast. I don't know. I was thinking something like podcast and chill. Maybe you both might have an interesting or different idea. I know I sent Kai a list of ideas, I don't know, a month ago, and that got lost somehow, unless you're able to recover it.
No, but I remember they were all sort of very man-childish, and I went, that's Jay.
Excellent.
And Jay taps into the man-child that dwells deep within me. So they were all really funny.
Good. Well, I'm always a fan of things being deep within, so we're on the right track. So let's just get to it first. I want to introduce Lexi Love and, you know, just kind of let everyone know who you are, what you do, and I don't know, just a few interesting things about you. And I think what we want to do with the show, or at least what I want to do, I don't know if it'll end up being that way, is I just want to keep the mics running. I just want to talk about stuff that you're not going to find on a podcast anywhere. Keep it interesting. Keep it light. Keep it kind of like, you know, when Jerry Seinfeld had his coffee and cars with famous people or whatever the hell it was called. You know, I want it to be like that, you know, so.
I like the casual. Yeah. You know, we're all human beings. You know, we're in this great industry, but there are human beings beyond, you know, the persona that we put out there. And that's what I like about what we're doing. You know, we're going to talk to each other, human to human, mm-hmm. and maybe find out some things that a lot of folks didn't know.
Exactly. So let me just shut the hell up right now and hand the mic over to Lexi. Lexi Love, tell us about yourself, please.
Do tell, young lady.
4 years. I also make my own clips. Various sites. So yeah, I've been around a little while. I've had my chance to try out a few things. You have to forgive me if I sound a little foggy today. I just got my vaccine, my COVID vaccine, a couple days ago. And I was fine yesterday, and today I woke up and I'm just like a little bit in a fog. So apologies if I seem a little out of it, but yeah. So it was my first one. Mm. I ended up getting the Pfizer one. I'm not.
Was this your first shot or your second shot?
Chances are, but
it's the best. Well, I think it's the best one. You know, I know that people who get the Moderna shot. secretly feel just a little jealous of those that got the Pfizer shot. So you're in good company.
Well, it's crazy to me that they don't really say before. They're kind of just like, oh, you want to come on this day at this location? Well, this is the one that you get. So unless you want to shop around, you can't really have too much of a choice.
Just take what you get, you know? Yeah, it was just really weird. The station where I had mine taken, they were using the same needle over and over. They're like, we're talking about a shortage. And I'm like, what? I'm like, okay, you know. No, I'm kidding.
This is a joke.
I was going to say, my jaw came open. I was like, what is he talking about? And then I thought, oh, okay, who am I talking to?
Jesus. Well, you might as well throw some fucking heroin in there too. I mean, Jesus.
Even my mom would punch somebody if she walked into that place, and she's 75 and got cancer. Like, what did you say about the needle?
What's something that you love to eat? What's your favorite type of food?
Oh my gosh, you can't ask that long questions. That's like asking me to pick a favorite position. There's so many good ones.
Like tacos, sushi, pizza, lobster. I mean, you like all those?
I do. I'm a big burger girl, though. There's so much versatility in a burger. But now I'm nervous where this is going to lead into joke.
would you, if you had to choose, give up the ability to orgasm for an entire year or give up burgers for life?
A whole lifetime without burgers.
And a year without coming.
You know, I come a lot.
Okay.
So I'm going to go ahead and say a year without coming, because all the orgasms I've had leading up to this point, I probably could take a year off and still be okay. It would be hard, but a whole lifetime without burgers would be so much.
Yeah, because you got a lot of years ahead of you. So, I mean, that's a lot of burgers.
I want to know where she's putting the burgers. I can't look at a burger. It goes straight to my ass.
I still enjoy all the really greasy, I guess, bad foods. Sweets are another one. I'm a huge sucker for some sweets.
It eventually catches up to you sooner or later, but you've got so many years ahead of you. So
people tell me.
Yeah. So, I mean, obviously, you know, we're in COVID times. I think all of us here particularly, I mean, this is something that I've always noticed about this industry, is that we all tend to be really big time pet lovers. We tend to feel things deeply, and we tend to love without abandon. If that makes sense, with abandon, without, I don't know, I'm mixing metaphors and shit. But yeah, you know, being locked in for like a year, we've all, you know, been around pets, and, I don't know. I mean, do you consider yourself a cat person more, a dog person? You know, have you picked up any pets? Have you done anything new over the last year? In that regard.
I've always considered myself a cat girl, really. Always had cats growing up. Love cats. I always thought dogs were maybe, like, they needed too much from me. I didn't have enough love and affection to give a dog that constantly needs, you know, how dogs are. And then I got my boyfriend a dog. And now I'm also a dog person. I can't choose. They're so great. Both great for different reasons, but over the course of the lockdown and everything, I actually got into fish keeping, keeping fish tanks. It started out, you know, everyone has a fish as a kid, and it kind of sucks. Like, it's just like a fish in a bowl with a plastic
like leaf a fair thing. Fish.
Yes, a fair fish, exactly. And then, you know, you get sick of taking care of it, and you're kind of like, when is it time to be done with this? But a neighbor of mine was getting rid of her little 5-gallon plastic fish tank, and I thought maybe if I got my cat a fish tank, it'd be kind of like getting a kid like a TV or an iPad, you know? I thought I was doing my cat this big favor by getting him a fish to watch.
Oh.
So I started with this little tank with a couple little fish in it, and then I started really liking the fish. And, you know, things just snowballed and escalated. And now I have probably too many fish tanks in my house that I want to admit on this recording right now.
I wanted to ask you about that, because I think I saw a Twitter post where you had said, hey guys, these believe it or not, these fish have personality.
They do.
Yeah. Hmm.
So it's really funny. So we started out with our small tank, and we started actually liking the fish and then getting more and needing a bigger tank. So we went from a little mini 5-gallon to like a 10. And then we were browsing Craigslist one day, and I saw a 60-gallon tank.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it was so cheap, and it had the whole setup, everything you needed. I think it was like $100 for everything, which if you bought it new, it would cost hundreds more.
I'm trying to picture how big 60 gallons is. I mean, like, can you get your arms around it, or is it just, like, wider than you can reach?
When I first picked it up to clean it, I could almost get inside of it.
Yeah, okay.
And, so 60 gallons, you figure those 5-gallon blue barrels that you put on top of a water bottle?
Of course, yeah.
Yeah, those are 5. So 60 of those, it's a lot of water. So, you know, we wanted a big fish to go in our big fish tank. And we went, and the first aquatic pet store we went into had a really big, gorgeous fish. And he was super aggressive, they kept saying. Like, oh, you know, he needs to be the only fish in the tank. He will really tear apart any tank mates you try to put in there.
Yeah.
So what kind of fish was that?
So he's a green Texas cichlid. I think he was labeled as like a green Texas terror. And I think he's a green Texas.
Interesting.
I don't think the terror. I don't know. I could be misbreeding him. I'm not sure entirely.
I'll have to look it up.
Yeah, I think the cichlids are kind of aggressive is the right word. But they sure have a lot of spunk and personality is what I've always heard about.
Yes. So it kind of was disappointing because we thought we were getting this hyper-aggressive fish and, you know, he would be this big boss of the tank. And we get him home and he hides for like the first 4 months.
Huh.
For the first 2 months, he would hardly even eat. I thought we were going to kill him. I was so sad. I thought I was going to kill my first big fish. And he wouldn't eat anything, but now he comes swimming up. He just had to get used to us, I guess. But it's been really cool to watch over the course of a few months. This fish, who was just like, didn't know what it was doing in our house, I guess, just scared and hiding, all of a sudden starts to like us. And he comes out for feeding, and you turn the light on, and he comes out and says hi. It's really cool.
Well, you know, the thing that's so funny is, you know, people equate intelligence in animals with the size of your brain. Yeah, so,
well,
yeah,
it's funny that you mentioned the size mm-hmm. of the fish equating to their, I guess, brain capacity.
Yeah.
And I was kind of cleaning one of my tanks with smaller fish. I have like a smaller community tank that has a bunch of little guys swimming around and a couple betta fish, you know, the kind that they say you can just put in a bowl and it will live forever in a bowl.
Huh.
Oh, yeah, I've had those.
Yeah, and they will survive in a bowl, but they do much better in a big tank. And the females can actually be kept with other fish. I know everyone says that they're really aggressive and they'll kill other fish, but if introduced properly, they will exist perfectly fine in a community. So I was cleaning my smaller tank with all my little guys, and as I had my hands at the top, like, I don't know, moving some plants around or something, my hand was cupped, and one of my little beta females swam into my hand like a little,
goodness.
Bowl. It was the cutest thing. And I kind of shooed her away because I didn't want to hurt her. I was honestly kind of shocked. And she came back and she did it again.
You know, they like to lay, I guess is the only word I could use to describe it. A lot of times you'll see them where, you know, you think they're dead, but they actually just, they sort of like to lay up against things. They like to lay on things. And that's because they are, I think they're from, and they're puddle fish, like they live in puddles, so they're used to shallow, you know, that's how it was explained to me. So I mean, that's so endearing that fish came up and did that. I think that's very typical behavior, you know, for them to come up and swim like that. And I think they're very trusting too, if I understand.
Yes. I've only had this one for maybe a month or two.
Hmm.
So she's warmed right up to me, and it makes me really sad to think that these really personable fish that are so trusting of human hands are condemned to living in a bowl or a bucket or a vase for their whole lives, or a pickle jar. You see some crazy...
One thing that is weird to me, at least, is having food as a pet, so to speak. I mean, like, I don't know. You live on a farm. I mean, Kai, you're around horses and stuff, which, I mean, that's, you know, no one that I know of really eats horses. But, you know, you're on a farm. There's pigs. There's cows. There's sheep. And it's like, you know, you get to know it. And then, I don't know. It would be hard to reconcile that. And, you know, having fish, because, I mean, I love fish, but I have a feeling that if I had them in your capacity, Lexi, I'd want to stop eating them.
Yeah, so it's kind of funny. I've always been a fan of seafood. I do really enjoy seafood, but I don't eat a whole lot of it. Hmm. So I don't know. I guess it's never crossed my mind. I've never thought of it that way before. But now that you mention it, I do feel a little pain in my heart thinking about sushi. It's kind of... I guess when I picture fish, I think of maybe like a National Geographic magazine of like some brown, average colored fish.
Yeah.
And that's what I think of, like, fish to eat.
Right.
And then I think of my fish. I don't know, though. Now I'm conflicted. I never thought of that.
Look what you've done to this sweet young lady.
Well, that's the thing I do. I make people think... I make people think outside the box. I mean, yeah, it's like you got to see things from different angles. I mean,
stir the pot.
Exactly. You know, I mean, it'll broaden your horizons. And I mean, you know, that's what I do. I help people broaden their horizons.
You know, amongst the many other things.
Talking about broadening horizons, I want to actually transition onto something here. Because Lexi, how long have you been a cam model?
At least 4 years.
At least 4 years.
Yeah, I think maybe five. I think my cam anniversary was in March. I think I started in 2016 or 2017.
Nice. Well, I mean, I've seen the way you promote. I've, you know, tuned into a few Chatterbait shows here and there, and I've seen you, you know, at work. And I mean, you do a fantastic job. And I mean, there's a reason why you have a very full chat room and why you're popular and successful. And I don't know. I mean, are you still doing couples camming as much as you used to? Or?
So I've actually stepped back from the couples camming.
Okay.
It kind of got complicated. You know, I really have to give props to the couples who start as a couple, remain a couple, and they are able to perform and work and live together and love each other and maintain a sex life and be co-workers. And it gets to be really heavy sometimes. So we kind of got to a point where he stepped back a bit and I kind of took on more of a solo cam show, which has taken off incredibly for me. And as far as doing a boy-girl show, you know, you only get so many rounds with a guy, you know?
Right.
Girls can kind of stay on a lot longer, have multiple shows. So I kind of found a little bit more versatility in that, and I kind of really found myself at home in my solo shows. It is something we've talked about bringing back as maybe like a special, like once or twice a month or once a week or something,
sure.
But not something we've implemented.
Well, you know, I see you in a lot of ways as being a leader, as being innovative, as being someone that, I mean, it's just you have a broad range of fans and appeals, I think. I may be wrong, but that's just the insight that I have.
That is very sweet of you. Thank you.
And I would imagine that would be difficult. I know a lot of couples in the industry that work together, they film together, they do interviews together, you know. It always amazes me how they're able to keep moving forward. They're able to keep their intimacy with all these, you know, sort of other burdens of working together floating around. So that's really a testament to your relationship that you guys both went, oh, okay, let's look at this. And you know, maybe you take a step back, see how this works. You know, a lot of folks don't have that ability to look at a relationship like that and say, okay, this is what we need. And this is how we're going to better moving forward, or this isn't working over here. So that's really a testament to what a strong relationship you both have.
Thank you. I really appreciate that. You know, it is really hard sometimes to always, I guess, you know, when people are a fan of a cam couple, they're obviously a fan of the sex, but they're also a fan of this idea of like this couple with a bond so strong, you know, they love each other so much and nothing can shake them. And that's kind of what your role is a little bit. You know, people always have a degree when they're a cam model or an online persona. How much of it is, you know, acting and how much of it is genuine? You know, there's a bit of transparency. But, you know, how much of it is your job to always put on that front? That everything is fine. Everything is good. Everything's perfect. You know, we aren't worn out. We aren't, you know, sick of each other's shit for the day. Right. You know, and I think having to have that front in itself is exhausting and straining on the relationship.
Oh, sure. Yeah, I mean, you know, there's been a number of times over the years where I've had the pleasure. I mean, this is something that obviously the fans don't get to have, but there's the number of times over the years where I've got to meet and hang out with, you know, the couples, one or the other or both, whether it's at a party or at a dinner or some sort of industry gathering or something. And yeah, I mean, I definitely agree with what you said in that just some of the bonds that I've seen among these people, you know, I mean, even when they're arguing, it's like, you know, I know they're going to resolve it and everything's going to be fine. And it's just, you know, that's how they communicate. And because of that communication, why things are so solid.
Exactly. I think that when people think of some sort of dream couple, there's no fighting, but it's kind of like you need to have these hard conversations in order to bring yourself to the next level, to get closer, understand each other a little bit better. But it's just hard because obviously all of that needs to stay behind the curtain, you know, in order to make the image of a great couple or whatever work, where it's really challenging to figure out a balance of how much people need to see, because you don't want people who see this perfect couple in their mind to have one fight with their boyfriend and girlfriend and go, oh, you know, it's not going to work out. We just fight too much because no one else fights. You know, so I don't know. It's always hard to find that balance between education and helping your viewers understand what's healthy and normal and being a successful, image of what people want to see.
Well, yeah. I mean, there's always drawing that line, you know, between fantasy and reality. I mean, you can take fantasy to a point, but at the end of the day, people are going to realize, okay, I mean, this is a person who's got bills to pay. You know, they've got family issues. They've got pet issues. They've got
10 fish up in here.
Exactly.
To feed.
Right. I got 10 hungry mouths to feed. Come on. You know?
I'm trying to build a relationship with my fish.
Right? I'm just trying to have all the fish tanks. And I do feel kind of bad, too. I always feel bad that I'm here talking about our relationship without him having a chance to weigh in, because I'm sure he has plenty of good things to talk about, but... we got me for today, so sorry, folks.
We're gonna have to keep this podcast as much of a secret from him as possible. So I'll change the name of the title, and we'll just, I don't know, we'll make it a different Lexi. That way he won't be confused. Just kidding.
We should have them both on.
Yeah,
that's an alternative.
At some point, you know, maybe I will get Jake on. I mean, I'm still trying to figure out exactly what I want to do with this. And, you know, obviously I'm open to any input that either of you ladies might have and, you know, just take things as they go. So,
yeah, I would love to have you guys to come on and talk about some of the difficulties you face as a couple and, you know, trying to have that persona on, you know, to sell the fantasy. And then, like, tips that you could give everyday couples. Because I feel like when you're a couple in this industry, everything is a heightened level. You know, emotions are heightened, everything is heightened. So you guys probably have a lot of great advice for everyday couples that are seeking to build up their intimacy in some level, you know. And I think it could translate easily into folks who enjoy watching you both together. If you had a few things to say, oh, well, this is how we would do this, and we work on our intimacy here, because you live in such a heightened way. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I do. I can definitely understand that. And I think that would be really great. You know, I always like to see other people succeed and maybe break down some barriers that they didn't know before, or get a little closer with someone. But I'm always kind of scared. Like, even when Jay asked me to come on the podcast, I'm always scared to say my experience with something or my opinion. Because I'm so scared that people don't take things with a grain of salt, you know? Like, just because something worked for me doesn't mean it is a solution for everyone.
Sure.
So I'm always scared to preach, like, this is how you make a relationship work, and this is how you have wonderful intimacy.
Wow.
But I don't know. Maybe I'm just not confident enough in myself all the time.
This is another thing Kai, I think, would agree. It comes with age, you know? I mean, I'm not saying like, well, you know, you're young and you're not going to understand. No, you understand plenty, believe me. And I can tell you that when I was your age, I didn't know jack shit. So, you know, you're already way ahead of the curve. But yeah, the older you get and the more confident and the less, you know, fucks you have to give about what haters are going to say, because you're always going to have them. It doesn't matter how popular we are. It doesn't matter how right you are. You're going to have people there that are going to be a craw on your shit and they're going to want to, you know, discredit you. So, you know, once you can get past that, it just becomes so much easier.
And another thing, you're not going to be saying, this is what you should be. You come from the position of, this is what worked for us. Maybe it'll work for you. And you just, you know, present it differently. And I know people would love to hear what you guys have to say. People are always fascinated by industry couples. And I understand why, because we all operate on a much higher level of open communication. And I think a lot of maybe vanilla relationships are kind of envious of that. You know, how are they doing that? I think you guys would have to offer folks. And you wouldn't be telling folks what to do. You'll be just saying, this is how we make it work. Maybe this will work for you. So maybe Jake will join us sometime. That would be great.
I'm sure he would love to. He has kind of been looming in the shadows on the edge for probably, I think he started to kind of take a step back a little bit before quarantine. So it's been like a year. Time just got sapped away.
Yeah.
So I'm sure he would love to come on and kind of break through again a little bit.
Well, hopefully this would be a good venue for him because, I've had the pleasure of hanging out with Jake a couple times, actually. He's a very solid guy. Definitely enjoys company. Cool dude. Just a real cool dude. So,
I want to please talk about Big Cat. We started to talk about it, I think, before we hit the record button. Mm-hmm. The Big Cat in the background.
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about that. Now, to our viewers, or not our viewers, to our listeners, you're not able to see this, obviously, but Lexi has this cat. I mean, you can't tell if it's on a blanket or a towel or what, but it's huge.
It's a tapestry. It is. So
I love it.
My wall just looks really awkwardly blank, so I had to put something up, and I've had this thing for years, and people always say it's creepy. I think it's cute.
You know, because it looks like he's peering over the coffee table, like, hey, guys, what are you doing?
And the white heels right there kind of looks right? Like a tongue. Like, yeah. Sticking his tongue out. You guys will have to come by my cam show if you guys want to see the full effect. Because I've had this thing up for a while now, and I don't plan on taking it down. People are like, I can't come with that cat peering into my soul. And I'm like, don't look.
I think right I there, that's like the tagline of this episode. I can't come with that cat right there.
Oh, God, you're going to lure all kinds of people into my cam shows with that title.
That's awesome.
Oh, it no. Struck me when she leaned over. I was like, look at that thing staring at us.
It's big, right?
It is.
So imagine if you're trying to come, and all she has to do is lean to the side.
You got a big eyeball. I call it my peeping Tom. Oh, it's my peeping Tom cat.
It's so funny. Oh my God.
That's too funny. Well, yeah. On that note, I think that's going to give us a nice logical conclusion to the end of this. Since attention spans are short out there, I think what we've given them for this first inaugural episode of our soon-to-be-named mm-hmm. podcast really hit its marks. So I want to thank Kai for bearing with me here as my co-host. And I want to thank Lexi for daring to be our first guest. And are there any parting words that you ladies have?
I'm just really glad to have this chance to sit and talk with Lexi. I admire her from afar, and I'm glad to see her in person. See her beautiful, smiling.
And Lexi, Lexi Love, anything? And maybe tell people how they can reach you and find your show.
Oh, yeah, that's important.
Yeah.
You guys are too sweet. This was so much fun. I can't believe how fast it went by. We'll definitely have to do another one.
Yeah.
And it was really great to be able to talk to you. I'm very much looking forward to doing it. Hopefully next time in person at an event of some sort would be great.
Yeah.
Right? Fingers crossed. The convention's coming back soon.
I hope so.
Where can we find you, Lexi? Let's tell everybody where they can find you.
So the best place to find all of my links would be on my Twitter, which is at LEXI_LLUV. That is also the handle to my Instagram, my paid OnlyFans. But you can find literally all of my links in my pinned tweet, so that'd probably be the best. Just go.
Excellent. So go to Twitter, look for LEXI_LLUV. Lexi Love, ladies and gentlemen. And we will see you next time.
Bye-bye, y'all.